From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a nuclear security summit. The biennial event Thursday and Friday will include delegations from more than 50 nations who will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The White House says that while it is impossible to determine the likelihood of a nuclear attack by extremist groups, there are tons of loose nuclear material located around the world. The administration says the material is not sufficiently secured and potentially accessible to terrorists. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The three allies plan to discuss China's level of commitment to a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea into giving up its nuclear weapons. President Obama will also meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The Obama administration says it will not paper over differences with China on maritime and cybersecurity issues. 70-year-old U Tin Hyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of the Myanmar parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in the country, once known as Burma, dating back to 1962. In his inaugural speech, the new president vowed to change the current constitution so that it fully embraces democratic standards. The U.S. military said Wednesday it plans to increase its presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon says it intends to deploy a brigade combat team on a rotational basis next February, along with a full set of equipment to NATO's eastern borders. This is VOA News.